D.C. area police continue to work all the clues they have to try to find the shooter who has killed 9 people and wounded 2 others since the beginning of this month. An encouraging development, there were several witnesses to Monday's fatal shooting in Falls Church, Virginia. That is helping investigators who are trying to use direct and indirect evidence to find a pattern and stop the shooter before his next move. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
There were more witnesses to Monday's murder than any other, prompting a flurry of hopeful rumors that police knew the shooter's height, the color of his skin, even the kind of gun he used. Today, Captain Nancy Demme, a police spokeswoman in Montgomery County, Maryland, deflated some of that optimism. She said so far the police have been unable to produce a composite sketch of the man.
Fairfax County Police have worked with their witnesses. And unfortunately, because of darkness and distance and perhaps, excitement and adrenaline at the time, they're unable to come up with a composite.
She did not mention the license plates. Several witnesses reportedly saw part of the plate on a light-colored minivan at the scene. James Starrs, a forensic scientist at George Washington University, says that's common in these kinds of cases, and it doesn't have to be a barrier.
We know for a fact that eyewitnesses do see the entire plate, but remember only part of it. The question is bringing back into instant recall the memory that they have. The best way to do that is under hypnosis.
He says police often hypnotize witnesses, not for use in court, but for tracking down a criminal. And it works, he says. For example, hypnosis of a victim helped to catch the St. Louis Southside rapist in 1998. At the same time as they're working with witnesses and physical evidence like bullets and a tarot card, investigators are trying to discern a pattern. The time of day. Does the shooter have a day job? Or the location? Why has he attacked in those 5 counties? Clinton Van Zandt, a former profiler at the FBI, believes the shooter does have a method.
We're told this is random, this is chaotic, but not in the shooter's mind. There is a reason for what he does, where he goes, who he shoots, and part of the challenge is whoever this person is, he's speaking a language we don't initially understand.
It's happened before. For example, in the 1970s, the Alphabet Bomber started to set off bombs in locations that would form an anagram. The Zodiac Killer was trying to map out a constellation. And last year, a college student began setting off pipe bombs in mailboxes, trying to draw a giant smiley face across the United States. Still, psychiatrist Dorothy Otno-Lewis says looking for a pattern is probably futile.
Many serial killers do not know why they're doing what they're doing.
Lewis, a psychiatrist at New York University and Yale, has analyzed 20 serial killers, including Ted Bundy. She says it can take months of interviews with the criminal and his family, peeling off layer after layer of psychosis before his motives emerge.
You have to realize that you're dealing with someone who thinks differently from the way you do and who may have a different agenda. And it's presumptuous to assume that you can simply understand this person by virtue of knowing what he has done.
Or can predict what he will do next, especially when he's still on the loose. In fact, she and others say it's not unusual for a spree killer like the one plaguing Washington to suddenly stop the killing and go underground, and in some cases, never get caught. But Clinton Van Zandt, the former FBI profiler, believes the Washington sniper isn't capable of stopping.
I think this is almost emotional heroin for him, and as he goes on, he needs a little bit greater hit each time. When he does that, he exposes himself to much greater chance of identification and apprehension, and I think that's what will lead to the breaking of the case and the arrest of this subject.
Van Zandt says either he'll make a mistake or someone will begin to suspect a person he or she knows. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.